Booming Sydney property prices are showing no signs of slowing. Private research data from number-crunching firm Moody's Analytics points to strong price growth in 2016 and then more to come in 2017. It's a completely different story on the West Coast, though, where prices in Perth aren't expected to pick up significantly until the 2020s. David Taylor has more.
Moody's doesn't have a crystal ball, but it is forecasting more boom times for Sydney property prices.
Sydney's been growing, you know, 11% we're looking at for 2016. And when you look at the chart of the price growth, it's just up, up, up and up.
Emily Dabbs is an economist with Moody's Analytics.
We haven't really seen a significant decline in prices in Sydney for quite some time, and it's very unlikely to be that way just because of the amount of demand that there is in the city and how that boosts prices.
Ms. Dabbs says Sydney is in a league of its own.
First of all, interest rates are quite low, and we see that that tends to provide a bit of a boost more to your eastern states of Sydney and Melbourne. And also, you see a lot of population growth in Sydney and Melbourne, especially given the job market tends to get quite a pull factor there.
But Moody's forecasts have been criticised by one investment analyst. Roger Montgomery runs the Montgomery Fund and manages over $1 billion worth of client funds. He says you can't ignore the extraordinary amounts of debt Sydneysiders have taken on.
People have taken on a record amount of mortgage debt compared to income and compared to GDP to chase higher house prices, particularly apartments. In response to that, there's been an historic record supply of apartments coming onto the market. Now, you can't have record high prices and record supply coexisting for very long.
Mr. Montgomery says there are already signs developers are finding it harder to find enthusiastic buyers.
They will be forced to discount their apartment prices in order to move the inventory. We're already seeing that start, and we've seen some apartment developers offering frequent flyer points. We've seen others offer holidays, and yet others offer 10-year rental guarantees. And so that's a form of discounting.
While Sydney is still booming, other cities around Australia are already showing property price fatigue. Melbourne prices are forecast to stagnate over the next few years. Moody says slower growth in apartment values compared with detached houses shows buyers are already pricing in expected increases in supply. Brisbane's home values are also set to cool as unemployment edges higher. And Moody's economist Emily Dabbs says the mining downturn continues to weigh on housing markets in Perth and Darwin.
It's really across the board. You can look at some indicators there. Things like the unemployment rate in Perth, for example, is quite high compared to the rest of the country. And that's really sort of hampering any income growth and making it difficult for households to pay higher prices for houses and things like that.
Roger Montgomery warns that downwards pressure on property prices on the West Coast will ultimately make its way to the East Coast.
Now, the West Coast of Australia was the first part of the pond to be affected by the pebble that was dropped in China when economic growth slowed. And I suspect that ripple is moving across the Nullarbor and will eventually hit the East Coast as well.
Funds manager Roger Montgomery ending David Taylor's report.